There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's get some more detail now on one of our top business stories today. The UAE Central Bank is capping fees on retail consumer-related banking services such as home loans and late fees for credit cards. They're going to apply in total to 43 types of charges. All bank fees are going to be reviewed annually. Getting some perspective on this now from Steve Cronin, who's the founder of DeadSimpleSaving.com and a campaigner for consumer rights when it comes to financial services. Morning, Steve. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
What's your reaction, first of all, to these changes?
I think this is a very positive move. The central bank has made a bold statement about consumer protection here. They've specifically mentioned that they're keen to adopt consumer protection principles and therefore move in line with quite a few countries around the world. And probably in response to a lot of complaints and a general feeling that rates are simply too high in the UAE and they're having to deal with endless cases of people getting into debt problems and not being able to get out of them.
Well, that's interesting, Steve. So what is the problem that this is a solution to? Now, I know we've spoken to you before on the Business Breakfast, but specifically relating to fees and charges on investment products and an insurance wrapper, life insurance type products. But what's the specific problem when it comes to banks and bank charges?
The biggest problem is that at the less well end of the market, where people don't have high salaries, they don't necessarily work for strong companies that are well respected by the banks, so they don't have a strong credit history. These people are simply getting paid, getting charged too much for their loans and for their credit cards. So they are getting very high credit card balance interest rates, and they're getting very high loan interest rates. And so if they miss a payment, the fees are also very high as well. And so that ratchets up very quickly. And these people, if they have any kind of problem where someone gets sick in the family and they miss a payment, then suddenly they find themselves in a debt spiral that they can't get out of. I think the second thing would be for people who are a little bit well off, who aren't so badly in debt, everything is just very expensive. So if you look compared to the rest of the world, then possibly getting a mortgage and all the services are expensive as well.
Well, that's interesting. You talk about how we stack up against the rest of the world. How easy is it to compare the type of fees and charges that we're paying here in the UAE as consumers with other countries?
It's not particularly easy for one main point, which is that the UAE is a very expatriate based community, and so the risk to the banks is higher that you simply get on a plane and leave all your debts behind. Obviously that's not recommended and they're quite good at chasing you, but that does include therefore a higher element of risk for the banks. What this will probably do is push the banks to do two things: to improve their risk management capability so they can price their loans better, but also it may mean that some consumers start to get turned down for loans because their risk is simply too high for the banks to pay for with these new rate caps. It may also be argued, though, that those people shouldn't be getting loans in the first place because they wouldn't be able to pay them off.
Finally, Steve, what kind of redress do people have if they think they're getting a raw deal for their bank? I mean, I've been in this situation before and I did approach the central bank. It wasn't a particularly easy process. Is there some kind of, I hate the word ombudsman, but let's use it, some kind of police force that people can go to if they feel they're getting a raw deal?
Well, typically the central bank has performed that role. There is also a consumer protection body that you can complain to, and also to some extent the media. So I know the National runs a debt panel every week or two, and we see lots of complaints and concerns about that, where people can get advice. But the main thing really is to do your homework. I'm afraid these things aren't particularly well established in the UAE, and so it's usually better to do your homework before getting a loan.
Steve, great talking to you. Really appreciate your time. Steve Cronin is the founder of DeadSimpleSaving.com. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.